From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The man known as the father of Pakistan's atomic bomb, Abdul Qadir Khan, was freed today from 5 years of house arrest. In 2004, AQ Khan confessed to sharing Pakistan's nuclear secrets with Iran, North Korea, and Libya. He was immediately pardoned by General Pervez Musharraf, but placed under de facto house arrest until today, when the Islamabad High Court declared AQ Khan a free citizen. At the State Department, spokesman Gordon Duguid said the U.S. has received no government confirmation of Khan's release, but he added,
"We believe AQ Khan remains a serious proliferation risk. The proliferation support that Khan and his associates provided to Iran and North Korea has had a harmful impact on international security and will for years to come."
Reporter Graham Usher is in Islamabad. And Mr. Usher, why did the High Court free AQ Khan today?
Well, that's a good question. It came somewhat out of the blue. What appears to have happened is that some kind of secret deal has been struck with the Pakistani government. And the court order that we heard today basically said that AQ Khan had not been involved in any criminal activity, including so-called nuclear proliferation, and thereby he was a free citizen, but he would be given due protection by the state.
AQ Khan met with reporters today in Islamabad, and it sounds like he struck a pretty defiant tone. What did he say?
Well, he said he was pleased to be free. He was very praiseworthy of the efforts the Pakistani government has gone to about enabling his freedom. And he said quite honestly that he couldn't care less if anybody wanted to speak to him about the past. He said the past was finished. The only people he was interested in talking to were the Pakistanis. He was not interested in talking to the Americans. He basically said his conscience was clear and he wanted to devote the rest of his life to working with his educational projects and perhaps undertaking a pilgrimage to Mecca.
And that is a real question now. There are many nuclear experts around the world who would like to question AQ Khan about what he did, what he knows.
Exactly. And that is the big unspoken or unanswered question from this release. We do not know what he has agreed to, but the speculation is that he will more or less follow the same security protocol that he has followed for the last 5 years. In other words, he will not give interviews to the press, and he will not be made accessible to any international or national nuclear body or expert.
How is AQ Khan viewed in Pakistan by the people?
By, I think, most people, he is seen as the father of the Pakistani atomic bomb. And there was a lot of anger about his confession in 2004, in which he said he and he alone was responsible for sending atomic secrets to countries such as Iran and North Korea. The general belief amongst many Pakistanis is that he was made a scapegoat and that it is inconceivable that he could have proliferated without the connivance of the Pakistani army and, of course, the head of the Pakistani army at the time, General Pervez Musharraf.
And the U.S. position has been that AQ Khan was no rogue, that he couldn't have done what he did without the assistance of, say, the Pakistani intelligence service.
Exactly. And that is why the United States has always wanted to have access to him and to question him. And that is why it's always been the position of successive Pakistani governments that there will not be access to AQ Khan other than through the Pakistani government.
We've been talking with reporter Graham Usher, who's in Islamabad. Mr. Usher, thanks very much.
Thank you.